Hello and welcome to the Chris Allen Podcast, brought to you in partnership with WCRFM, which you can hear on 101.8 FM via WCRFM.com or by telling your smart speaker to play WCRFM. And now, of course, across the city of Wolverhampton on DAB Digital Radio as well. The recent sleep out at the Molyneux was record-breaking. I managed to chat to quite a few people before it all started and then invite Daniel William into our studio Sunday morning to chat with Debbie Huxton and I about the experience. Check out the show notes. It's not too late to support the event. With me now is Kieran Ansell, who is the Business Development Manager for Wolves Foundation. We're about to begin the sleep out. Are you actually going to be out there, Kieran?
I am. So I've actually been at Wolves for 10 years in various capacities. I used to be in the commercial department for the football side of the business. This is my first year with the foundation. I joined in January. So actually this is my first year attending the sleep out. But yes, I'll be sleeping in the Stan Cullis stand this evening, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going to say, are you looking forward to it? What's the kind of things that goes through your head when you're preparing for it if you've never done it before?
So what I'm thinking is, how am I going to stay warm? Have I got enough cardboard beneath me to keep me to provide a little bit of cushion from the solid concrete? And I think also will I get any ounce of sleep? So yeah, but I'll be surrounded by all my colleagues from the Wolves Foundation, all the participants. We've sold a lot of tickets this evening, so we've sold more tickets than we ever have done in the past four
Fantastic.
Years. So yeah, it's about bringing people together and the community factor, and
raising awareness as well about what the plight of people who are homeless as well, isn't it?
Exactly that, yeah. So, you know, I suppose the event is twofold. It's raising awareness of the struggles that some people less fortunate than us and myself face, and then also the fundraising element, so that we can then use those funds to try and help and support people in various situations across the city.
And you said then you're going to be surrounded by all your colleagues. Obviously, someone who is homeless, they don't have the sense of safety you'll have tonight. So that's one thing you can't replicate, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, this evening is only really, for us that are taking part, a snapshot. But yeah, you're right, we're in the safety and comfort of the stadium, surrounded by colleagues and friends. So, you know, it would be impossible to imagine what spending a night on the street must actually be like for these vulnerable people. And it's a horrible and terrible scenario. So us doing our little bit tonight and trying to experience what that may be like in a fraction of the sense, but also trying to raise awareness and funding so that we can possibly try and help those people is kind of what it's about. But yeah, I'm sure it will be nothing like the realities of what people face out on the street.
And you're working with your great partners from across the road, Good Shepherd Ministers as well. So it's a great partnership, this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we try to do with Wolves Foundation is, you know, we're the club's official charity, we're non-profit, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we can't help support financially the organisation. So with the Good Shepherd, we understand and we've identified that they're probably better equipped in supporting people in these particular positions. So that's why we partner with them. A good chunk of the funding that's generated from this evening, we hand over to the Good Shepherd so that they can, you know, they can put those funds to good use in supporting the people within the community, because they're probably better placed than we to do that.
Join me now is Chris from Good Shepherd. You're going to be sleeping out tonight, Chris?
Yes, this is the fourth year in the role I'll be doing this.
Right. And what got you involved with it?
The Good Shepherd. When I first started Good Shepherd 6 years ago, I just love it, really.
And has Good Shepherd been helping you along your journey?
Yeah, for the 6 years I was there, I started as a service user, as a progress, and I was a volunteer. Then I went into paid staff. So that's kind of a background story.
It's quite. So you're obviously in... You're one of the vulnerable people of the city. You're in need. You went along there, and now you're one of the staff who actually can help others who are vulnerable as well. Has it been an easy journey? Have you had to kick some stuff on that journey?
For the 6 years from where I started, because I was recovering addiction, I had a few relapse, but from the help from the Good Shepherd, I progressed and progressed and progressed.
And it's really important to have people around you to help you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. From the people, from my background, helping people is just my passion. And I love helping people, and it helps myself at the same time.
And one of the people here with you is Donna. Donna, nice to see you. Hello. And you're going to be doing a bit of a talk later.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's my second talk ever. So I'm absolutely ready for it and just so happy to be here.
And how did you get involved with the work here?
I was homeless for 3 years. I was in a woman's shelter and they got me in contact with the Good Shepherd. And this is my second year doing it. I just love the experience, just to put myself out there and understand even more of what people are going through and what, you know, experiencing.
Well, if you were homeless for 3 years, you'll know more than anybody, won't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I was homeless, but I was in a woman's shelter. It did have its tricks of trades there, obviously, you know, I didn't have it easy. But through the Good Shepherd, my life's completely changed and I've got my own place now and I'm smashing it, I'm 3 years clean. And it's just an amazing, I just love it. I just have such a passion for it.
Well, congratulations on your 3 years clean, because that's an amazing thing.
It really
that's
is.
Amazing thing to do.
I've got my whole life back through the Good Shepherd.
Awesome.
You know, and I'm now doing my diploma level 3. I'm a support worker. I'm just smashing every aspect of my life at the moment, and that is down to the Good Shepherd.
Now, what made you have the daft idea of coming to do this?
Well, to be honest, it was more my daughter's idea. She did it last year with her mum's partner, and she just wanted to get it. She wanted me to do it this year with her. It's all down to her, really. She's the daft one, not me.
And what did you enjoy most about last year?
I just wanted to show respect to the homeless, and obviously, in the winter, they're most likely struggle a lot, and I just thought that I could raise money to show respect to them.
Well, it's a lovely thing to do, really lovely, and well said as well. And have you managed to raise a little bit of money this year as well?
Yes.
She raised £700 this year.
£700? That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, congratulations to you on doing it. I hope you have a really safe night and may see you back next year.
Okay.
With me, Tom Hayden, who's the Chief Executive of Good Shepherd Ministries. Exciting night of the year, this, for you and everybody, really.
Oh, it's fantastic, Chris. I was just talking to Will, the head of the foundation, about I can't believe what it's in its fourth year physically, fifth year with a virtual one. And it's always just such a lovely occasion and lovely moment.
And I ran the corner there, I was chatting away to a couple of people, and a little girl around there with her dad. She's raised £700.
Bloody hell.
I know, absolutely, absolutely amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And so it shows how everybody gets stuck into this. And it's her second year, so it's not like it's taken her by surprise. So it's great to see members of the public really just turning out to try to get that experience and to use her words, show respect to the homeless.
Yeah, do you know what? It's so nice. There's almost like a little community here now, and you see people, and there's little things like John with his light bulb hat that's become a bit of a staple of it. But yeah, we've always said from the start we wanted it to be an authentic sleep out and for people to really experience it. That's why we have people come and talk about their experiences of homelessness and kind of the work Good Shepherd and Wolves Foundation does. But it's just fantastic to see people in the community coming together to support the work that us and the foundation do.
And so there seems to be an added bonus of community around. Obviously, they're raising awareness and also they're raising the money as well. It's like they've got your own little community down here now.
Yeah, it really is. Honestly, like I say, there's faces that you see that have done every single year, and when you talk to people, there's stories from out. It is like its own little community to sleep out now. And we've got to remember it raises kind of much needed funds and much needed awareness about our work and homelessness in the city as well.
I say, obviously, one of the things you can't replicate here, which obviously those who are homeless feel, is that of safety. So this is a safe environment, but those who are out there are very vulnerable, then yes, you can get close to it, but it can never be the same.
No. We had, I remember Stephen talking on the I think it was the first sleep out we had here, and he really kind of brought it home about he'd slept rough on the streets for I think 10-15 years, and he really talked about his experiences day in, day out. I mean, it's difficult enough for people to do it for one night here, but to then wake up in the morning knowing you've got to do all of that again and deal with everything that you've got to deal with throughout the day, it really kind of brought home. And he was talking about how the only bit of respite he had sleeping rough was crawling up to an old factory in the night and sleeping by a warm vent, which was the only place you could get warm. And I think we're talking of going through a whole winter living like that. This is the reality of what we see and the work that we do on a daily basis.
And of course, you know, you've got your great centre over the road now, and people say present an issue of homelessness and those needs, but then there's so many other things that they need as well that you're able now to begin to meet.
Oh yeah, definitely. And also, I mean, there's a graphic which I think sums it up as rough sleeping as the tip of the iceberg of homelessness, and that's obviously the visible bit that we see most of people sleeping on the streets. But there's so many layers of homelessness and hidden homelessness underneath that, and we kind of work with all levels of that at the Good Shepherd. But like you say, it's not always just the accommodation for someone. Things like our Housing First project, getting someone accommodation, but wrapping around support for their mental health, their well-being, if there's any addictions or financial. Well, people are people, aren't we? We're complex, and all of us, we have different needs. So we try and see the person and meet the individual's needs.
With me now is Kevin Rogers, the chair of the Wolves Foundation. This is a really important night in your year.
It's so special. I mean, the last week has been so fantastic. Last week we had the first foundation gala, which was just a tremendous success, and you know, tonight we've got the fifth sleep out, which is a complete sellout. So we're really hopeful of raising lots and lots of money.
And have you done this before?
I have. This is my third one.
Oh wow!
So I know what to expect. I know what to expect about 2 a.m. It gets very, very cold. So I've been told by the people here that I'm kind of very light. So I'm hoping that I'm dressed appropriately.
Right. You've got a few layers on you.
I've got a lot of layers. At the moment, I'm really, really warm.
But an event like this, raising profile, raising money, trying to give people that experience, really, of what it means to be held, even just for one night in a safe environment.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain, because we are in a safe environment. You know, we're all prepared and we're wrapped up. I can't even begin to imagine the reality of people that have to do this night after night. So whatever we can do as the foundation, you know, working with the Good Shepherd, that we can help the people that are unfortunately on the streets, we'll just do our very, very best.
And this will impact on, you know, other projects that you do here, thinking about the mental well-being of people,
yep.
Head for Health, and impacts also and the work that Good Shepherd does as well. So it's one of the events that brings everything together, really, isn't it?
It does. I mean, we're now up to 45 projects in
wow.
the city. The reach that we have is just tremendous. From small toddlers to our older generation, to the dementia cafes that we run, to the mental health, to the Nordic walking we do on West Park. The reach is tremendous.
And people probably don't separate always the foundation from the football club, but you're a separate, independent charity, and obviously the club helps you, they obviously give you a lot of support to you, but actually you've got to find your own way and find your own funding.
Yeah, all the funding, there is no funding from the club, so all the funding that we have is from a number of partners, and for events like this, we're more than happy to be associated with the fantastic brand of Wolves. And, you know, we do work hand in hand, you know, to promote the club within the foundation. And it's a win-win.
Joining me now is Councillor Stephen Simpkins, the leader of the City of Wolverhampton Council. And you're looking forward to this?
Yes, mate, to be perfectly honest, I am. And the reason why I'm looking forward to it is to have a small concept of what it could be like. Right. Who knows what could be around the corner? But, you know, if we can do this and we can raise the profile of what the Foundation, the Good Shepherd and us as partners can do together, then that's really important. You know, I'm amazed by how many people's here. I think it
record
was...
Record numbers this year?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my first time, to be perfectly honest. And I'm looking forward to see it and understand it. Then we'll have a better concept of what we need to achieve in the city to tackle homelessness. I've been debating today homelessness in the Combined Authority, and do you know the simple solution to it is houses? You know, it might seem a little bit simplistic, but it is. So, you know, we need to push all political parties, all governments, all councils in power to resolve the issues and get on and crack homelessness.
Because in Wolverhampton, there's been very few people who would opt to be on the streets, wouldn't it? Because when we went through COVID and there was different places for people to go to, there's a handful who say, this is my lifestyle. But actually, the great majority are just in need and they want a roof over their heads and security.
Well, what's compounding it, Chris, is to be the nature of the market that's fractured and broke. I said that today in the Combined Authority, the housing markets are completely broke. And interest rates and moving the private sector to sell up. So it's going to compound it more. Now, Our housing provider, Wolverhampton Arms, is a safe and secure landlord. That's no longer the case because the market's fractured. You know, we should be all concerned about it. You know, and all right, some people might see it as a bit of fun tonight, but there's a serious side to this. And the foundation and the brothers, you know, the charities, I'm at the forefront of this, especially about what we do with the food hubs and the pop-ups for Christmas that we've got. So it's important that we have a, understand the concept. You know, if you understand the concept, then perhaps you can work to the solution. And it, you know, I'm great that you've said to me, it's record numbers.
Yeah.
It really is, that's great. So it's, I need to get that concept into my thought processes so what we can do is work with everybody to resolve the issues.
And as you were preparing for tonight, as it's your first time, what was the kind of things that were going through your head to just prepare you?
I'm just trying to think what it would be like. So, like, I can see loads of people have bought food and I've just bought water. Because that's what I think it would be like, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To have that, it's easy to do one night. When you're faced with what's going to happen the next day, the next day, and the next day, and this is the weekend, so at least, you know, if it happened tonight, you'd be out there at least until Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's like 4 or 5 days on the trot. So what would that be like? But, you know, all credit to the guys. It's a great thing that they do to raise the profile, but more importantly, to raise cash to help resolve the issues. You know, and each council and authority in the combined authority today faces exactly the same problem, and I'd say that's across the country. So we need to work together to get the best as we can for citizens. These are people who are homeless and are on a desperate phase of their life. Where do you want to come? Where do you turn to?
And the great thing authority. Is, great thing is, I've talked to people tonight who work for Good Shepherd, who've been through this journey, they've come out the other side, and now they're working for Good Shepherd and supporting others. So there is a cycle there of helping people, but trying to cut the problem off at source is the key thing.
Well, you know, they will have first-hand knowledge of this. I'll have one night. So we need to listen and learn and do what we can, you know, and I don't want to carp on about local government finance, goodness. But understanding the concept should help us sharpen what we do and how we can work with people like the brothers and the foundation to get the best for everyone.
Well, good luck, and I'll find out from how you get on next week, probably.
Yeah, really. I'm going to say excited, but I'm interested to understand the concept.
Yeah.
But thanks, Chris, for asking me these questions. It's important that we let the people know within our city that we're trying to achieve.
And with me now is Councillor Dr. Michael Hardacre, His Worshipful, the Mayor of Wolverhampton, to come and start the proceedings this evening and to give everybody an encouragement.
Yeah, I am going to try and give people an encouragement. But I have to say to you first that this is a really important topic. There are 271,000 people homeless in this country. That's equivalent to the population of the whole of Wolverhampton not having a permanent home to live in. And that doesn't include people who are in permanent accommodation but who are totally reliant on things like food banks, soup kitchens and the like.
And all your sofa surfers, as they're called as well. There's many hidden in the homelessness figures,
absolutely,
aren't there?
Absolutely there are. I know that we as an authority are doing a great deal. Things like the Peter Bilson House, things through the Wolves Foundation and through the Good Shepherd, in order to ensure that those who do find themselves in that situation of homelessness, whether temporary or semi-permanent, that they do not have to sleep on the streets in Wolverhampton, and the provision is there, and I know that people work actively and hard to make sure of it. But tonight is actually about people who do have permanent accommodation giving up a night to effectively sleep on the streets. And it reminds me of the words of Franklin Roosevelt, who wanted to rid the world before the Second World War of the four great things that he felt were important: freedom of worship, freedom of speech, and tonight, freedom from want and freedom from disease. Because, of course, the concomitant to living on the streets is poor health, mental and physical.
And I had the privilege earlier of talking to a little girl who's coming along. It's her second year. She's raised £700. She's out there tonight. And she said she wanted to show respect to the homeless by being here.
She's absolutely right. This charity will have raised over £200,000 in the last 4 or 5 years, which has all gone into trying to rid Wolverhampton and its surrounding areas of the scourge of street sleeping and homelessness as best we can within the strictures that we have.
Do you feel though, Mike, sometimes it's a never-ending battle? Do you think there is a solution we'll ever get there of people all having a home, or do you think, no, we've got to keep on doing this, we always will be?
Now, Chris, you know me well enough to know that as mayor, I am a non-political mayor. I wish to see the scourge of homelessness gone. I think it can be done. It requires house building, and somebody is going to have to pay for it. And as far as I can see, the only one who's likely to be able to dip far enough into their pocket will be the taxpayer. That is a matter for central government to sort out. But the issue for me is a simple one. There are people here, now, at this moment, who are desperate for the help that the finance raised by this sleep out will produce, and all strength and success to the arms of the people who are sacrificing themselves tonight.
We all come together for events like this, and I think that's really where you can see it. When
I will tell you a funny story on that one, that Tom Hayden is the chief exec of GSM, the Good Shepherd Ministries.
Yeah.
He's a baggie. And they said the first year he stood there, he was going to make a joke about it, and he saw all these Wolves fans before him. He decided to change his mind.
Yeah.
Very, very sensible.
Yeah.
Now, why did you decide to do it?
I think, you see it, don't you, when you're out and about, you go into the city, you go shopping down your local Aldi or Sainsbury's, and you see people outside the front and they're asking for help, and we easily walk past, we have stereotypical thoughts, and you know, you hear comments, and I think you want to see that change. You don't want to see it carrying on. They're humans.
Yeah.
We forget that sometimes, that they're human people.
And also, they're really, you go to a big supermarket and there's people sitting outside, so I'll always buy some food and give it out afterwards. And then their generosity and their thanks is over. I feel overwhelmed, you know. I'm thinking, don't thank me. It's just, you know, you shouldn't have to be here.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing for you is, you know, is nothing compared with what you're going through. But then the thanks you get back, I find really humbling.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's because the value's not in the pound you give or the food you give. It's actually the interaction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think half the time they're walking people. How many people will walk past that person before someone stops
and not give them eye contact and not say hello? One of the most important lessons I ever learned was my husband and I were city pastors in Birmingham, and we would deal with the homeless community in the evening in the nighttime economy. And when we were talking to some of the homeless people, one guy said to me, he was an old gentleman with a dog, and he said to me, I've been on the streets for 20 years. It's not a lifestyle choice. I cannot get a house. I haven't got. And he went through the whole reasons, which was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But what he said to me, the most important thing you can do for any of us that don't have homes is say hello, ask my name, look me in the eye when you speak to me to let me know I'm real.
Yeah.
Profound. Really,
spot on.
Really, really profound.
Go up, shake their hands and say, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
And then introduce yourself, have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because now, you've managed to raise some money.
Yeah.
And you heard earlier from Summer, who I thought, wow, what a name for what you're going to do tonight. she's, you know, I was expecting, raised £50 or something like that, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
Raised over £700. Yourself, you topped that?
Well, yeah, I've just checked, it's £770 at the moment.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm sure Summer's been going up.
Remind people again, Debbie, and where they go to.
Go to the Just Giving page, Molyneux Sleep Out 2023. And if you go there, you can make your donations. They are up to £920. Let's get that £80 to get it over the 36 before 10 a.m. You can keep giving. It's open there until June of next year. So let's keep giving because it's for an incredible cause.
Yeah.
And you're a part of Penn United Reformed Church, am I right?
Yeah, Lee Road, United Reformed Church in Penfield.
I'm just testing my memory. That I should have checked that.
Well,
you
remembered. Yeah.
And again, supporting people who are vulnerable is part of your mission, really.
Yeah, yeah. Our key thing is community interaction, getting people out of isolation, vulnerable, lonely, struggling with mental health and well-being, all areas, and obviously young people as well.
Right.
But they obviously struggle with all aspects of life. We know what it's like coming up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more difficulties. Mm. But yeah, it's great to interact with the community like that and allow them to share their story as well.
I had the privilege a week ago when the Queen's Hub opened in the middle of the city. Again, it's another partnership with Good Shepherd and the Wolves Foundation. Chatting to Emma there, who'd been on her own personal journey, was now working and going to be supporting people there. Obviously, on Friday night, we had Donna and Chris down there as well.
Yeah.
And so well done to Good Shepherd Ministries, who seem to be able to, you know, not just support people, but then help them help others, paying it forward.
Yeah. And I've worked with the foundation for a fair while now since the project's been open, and heard about the story of like the shop opening and all the work that everyone does in the community. There's so many outlets that do stuff for communities, and their input to Wolverhampton's amazing. One thing I've got to say, when I was doing my little live vlog on Facebook at the sleepout, was just looking around the stand and seeing how many different organisations, schools, projects were there, all doing their little bit. And that was just incredible to see.
Bringing people together. No, it's become a community in itself, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
What would be your takeaway from the experience?
That it was one night that I went home with 1 hour sleep, and that was hard. And I went home to an 18-month-old that was already awake, so I couldn't catch up on my sleep as such. But it was one night. I went home, I went to the toilet, I had a banana, I had a shower. And then when I did rest, it was under a duvet in a warm room with a roof.
You had that security.
And it just opened my eyes again. You know, second year of doing this, but it opened my eyes again.
Mm.
And it's just that humility side, having that human touch and just sharing love towards each other. We're a lovely city.
Yeah, just for a small moment, you got to walk in another man's shoes or another woman's, another person's shoes.
Yeah.
No, absolutely amazing. Well done, Daniel, for doing that. And Debbie is committed to going and doing it next year.
I am. I'm definitely doing it next year.
There you go. Signed up. It's now recorded and it is out in the public domain.
Save me a space.
Yes, I will.
That'd be really, really good to do. And you mentioned that you work with Good Shepherd in other ways in sort of supporting those and interact with them a lot. So kind of things that you do there?
It's the food network. So with our food projects across the city and again, partnering up with the foundation, there's a lot of connections. We support each other. I know we've received food pallets, and the Good Shepherd do so much wonderful stuff with their food distribution. You see it daily when you drive past the Molyneux.
Yeah.
That was quite a cast. My thanks to Kieran Ansell, Chris, Donna, Summer and her dad Stephen, Tom Hayden, Kevin Rogers, Councillor Stephen Simpkins and Mayor Mike Hardacre, as well as studio guest Daniel William. Don't forget to check out the show notes if you still want to support the event. And if you have any news or stories for me, you can email me, chris@wcrfm.com. And that's it for now. I look forward to you joining me next time on the Chris Allen Podcast.